with the game, you know, what we talked about at halftime, the points that we stressed at halftime just came out in the third quarter and did the opposite. They had a blown coverage on the one long pass play and followed up by two turnovers, and a 0-0 game goes to a 16-0 game. Thought that defensively, you know, outside of that one series, thought there was a lot of good things. Thought there's a lot of good things from an offense that's difficult to play, difficult to adjust to, and I thought overall the communication was good. But it's like, if you have a breakdown in the secondary, usually those are going to lead to big plays. And point emphasis, protecting the football. Turn over the ball with the Ravens, give them good field position, just makes it tough. Just makes it tough. Thought their points offensively were to move the ball, but couldn't protect well enough. Couldn't sustain drives well enough, and just missed some opportunities, and that's disappointing.
Made of who is that quarterback? You made this change this week. Does it really matter who's that quarterback?
Well, you know, I thought especially through the first half, Brady did a nice job running the no-huddle offense. I mean, went no-huddle the whole game. I thought the shifting and the motioning and some of the things that we're doing there helped us. Took away some of Baltimore's ability to disguise things, took away some of the typical things that we face against them, and I thought it was really efficient with it. But you know, our ability to sustain drives, to protect the football, those things continue to come back and hurt us each game.
Follow-up on Josh, does he also have movement, feeling and movement?
Yes, both.
Yeah. Eric, in six out of the nine games, you haven't scored a touchdown. You've changed quarterbacks. What can you do as a coach with the talent that you have to get the offense going at this point?
You know, that's constantly what we're looking at. And I've tried a lot of different things, and obviously it's not been successful enough. And we're going to have to keep trying things until we get to the point where we need to be. And running the ball as efficiently as we possibly can. But also, to me, it comes down to third down, being able to sustain the drives on third down, and just haven't done that effectively enough.
Lack of execution, or is it lack of talent?
I think it's breakdowns at different points at different times. But you know, one guy has a breakdown. There's 11 guys. One guy has a breakdown on a different play. Got 11 different plays that aren't quite what they should be, and it hurts drives.
Good teams overcome a breakdown of one guy on a play.
I mean, it just depends on what the breakdown is, Jeff. You know, it depends on what it is. It's like if everybody had one penalty a game, just really depends on what it is. When you have one breakdown in the coverage, you know, it sets up a scoring, really a, I don't know what they got the ball down to there, but significant change in field position. And we've been doing a really good job throughout the game in that. Now, dramatic shift in field position. And that was just one play out of 60, you know, I don't know how many they had, 65, 70, whatever it is. That one play, I don't know what it went for.
People wonder, you know, how you can be successful with virtually never, at least until the fourth quarter tonight, throwing downfield more than 10 yards. I mean, how can you be successful without being able to have some success throwing downfield?
Well, it's not like we're avoiding that part of the field, but lined up twice to do that on different plays, and you know, this is a pretty good pass rush, and on those plays we got either sacked or hit both times, and it's a pretty significant front seven, and then the mixture of the blitzes that they have really wasn't high percentage football at that point, and times we were looking to do that, it's either quarterbacks getting hit or sacked.
Do you have enough playmakers to put together an effective offense?
You know, I think that there were times where we moved the ball really efficiently, and both those interceptions, I don't know, couldn't really tell from where I was whether it was a function of not quite there or batted up and not caught. I got to look to see where that was, but I think both plays we were open and we had a chance to get first downs.
The first four times you ran the Wildcats meant you ran different plays on each of the four times, and other than the first one with Massaquoi, you had some success. And then after that, it seemed like it was just the same play with Josh running around either left end or right end. Do you feel that you need to mix that up a little bit more to have more success with the Wildcats, especially with Josh's ability to throw the ball as well?
You know, there were actually quite a few plays that may have ended up looking similar, but in terms of the numbers that were at the point of attack, some were designed as off tackles that got stretched because the outside linebacker penetrated and the tight end sealed, so Josh bounced it. So it may have looked like the same play, but it was different numbers, different design penetration points.
Did you see the low Quinn's low block on Suggs, and do you think what happened at the end had anything to do with that?
I didn't see it. I didn't know. He was on defense at that point, so I assumed he was trying to make the tackle. I didn't really understand the call, but I didn't see that part of the play.
Great. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Thanks. Thank you.